Now you have here the identification of faith. Saving faith can be recognized and identified by spiritual fingerprints. There is a verification of genuine faith. Now, James used an illustration. And will you notice the illustration that he uses here? It's quite interesting. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful for the body, what doth it profit? He says, well, you could be very pious and say to this individual, brother, I'll pray for you and I know the Lord will provide. Well, my friend, the Lord put you there as a child of God to do the providing. I get a little weary sometimes. There are many wealthy laymen across this country today. They pat me on the back and they say, Dr. McGee, you're doing the right thing. You're giving out the word of God. They never have any part in this program. They can't make me believe they're sincere. They can't be sincere. You just can't piously say, oh, brother, I'm for you. Are you for him? Are you back of him? My friend, a living faith produces something. You can identify it. The Lord Jesus says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. And you remember Paul over in Romans 13:8 says, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. The point of it is, you can't say, I'm a child of God, and live like a lawless individual. You can't be an outlaw and say that you're a child of God. And I don't mean that every bum that asks 25 cents from you in order to buy wine, that you're to give it to him. And I do not think that every character that professes to be a Christian, that we need to test the thing out and see whether they are or not. I learned of two incidents several years ago that warmed my heart of how a man was rendering financial assistance to one in need. And then a lady of means was supporting a missionary abroad and saying nothing in the world about it. And another supporting a cause here at home. May I say to you, friends, you're telling by your life whether your faith is genuine or not. Listen to James. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead. The faith is dead. Why? Because living faith, saving faith, produces work. And you have to draw this conclusion. James is talking about the fruit of faith. Paul's talking about the root of faith. That's the emphasis of both, but both of them are saying that faith alone saves. Paul says faith is going to produce fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy. And the Lord Jesus Christ said that he's the vine and the branches in order that we might bring forth fruit. A minister one time was talking to a man who professed conversion. And he says, have you united with the church? And he said, no, I haven't. The dying thief never united with the church, and he went to heaven. And he says, well, have you ever sat at the Lord's table? He said, no, the dying thief never did. He was accepted. He says, have you been baptized? He said, no, the dying thief was never baptized, and he went to heaven. He says, have you given to missions? He said, no, the dying thief did not give to mission, and he was not judged for it. And then the disgusted minister said to him, well, my friend, the difference between you two seems to be that he was a dying thief and you are a living thief. And that, my friend, is the thing. We can sing, you know, oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. And we don't even use the one tongue we got. And then we can sing where the whole realm of nature mine, it'll be too small to give to him, and then we give nothing at all. Faith saves, but saving faith produces something. That's all James is saying. He's talking about faith, friends.